Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. And we have today with us a couple of our fine volunteers representing the Port Townsend Film Festival. Mr. Chuck Moses, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. This is fun.
I know. I can't wait to dig in. And Miss Robin Abb, also known as Rockin' Robin. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, I've had the opportunity to volunteer with this young lady, and she makes it so much more fun.
And I love you, Missy, for saying young lady.
Well, Robin, thank you for joining us today. So, Chuck, you are the volunteer coordinator, and I understand for the Port Townsend Film Festival is a great landmark event here, but sometimes some of our listeners are new to the area. Could you just give us an overview of this film festival? When is it happening? How many guests? And what's going on downtown?
It's the 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Celebration. And I just saw pictures the other day from the very first one.
Yes.
And how they built it, like ground up. They like brought in theater chairs into venues. Like
what?
Big blocks of them. It was crazy. They built everything from the ground up. And now it's 7 theaters, a couple outdoor, you know, outdoor theater, 300 plus volunteers. It's September 19th through the 21st. Yes. 22nd, excuse me.
4 whole days of shenanigans.
So 90 movies.
Mm-hmm. 300 volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so how long have you been volunteering as a coordinator or volunteering in general with the film festival?
I've been going to the festival for 19 years. So I missed the first.
Wow.
And I volunteered for 4 years. And this is my first year at the helm of the volunteer coordinator.
So you just kind of grew with this.
I kept raising both hands.
And you were volunteering 4 years ago as a...
theater manager.
Okay, mm-hmm. a theater manager. And Robin, how did you come to get involved with a film festival?
Well, I'm fairly new to Port Townsend. I've been here 3.5 years.
Okay.
So it was volunteering was just a great way to get your name out there, meet people.
Get connected, yes.
And the organizations that interested me were the ones that were around entertainment. So the theater, KCPT, the Theater Centrum, and of course the film festival. So I just put my name in the hat to volunteer.
And you've been here where did you move from?
Boulder, Colorado.
So, you know, when you do come from a great distance, it is a super way to get connected. Mm-hmm. And you've landed at the film festival. What role are you serving in at the film festival?
The role of serving, yes. I am a bartender.
Perfect position from what I know. Rockin' Robin has served many a fine drink to, well, I'm not going to say to whom, perhaps to myself. But so, Chuck, you have Robin here, but we have like hundreds of other volunteers. We've got serving roles. We've got filmmaking. Tell us a little bit about the range of volunteer activities that take place at the film festival.
There's prep before the festival. A lot of people don't understand that. There's a lot of work that goes in before the festival happens, mm-hmm. and then after the festival.
So, for example?
Clerical thing, doing in the office, calling, stuffing envelopes, all sort of stuff like that. Also, a lot of reviewers. There's a whole crew of people that review the films.
Oh, can you talk a little bit more about that?
I've never done it, but I hear that you'll take on so many movies and you'll give them a rating.
I see.
And various people watch the same movie and then they rate them according to that. To kind of sift through it, because there's so many entries in the films. So many people receive passes, which we'll talk about in a second, how the volunteers get mm-hmm. compensated mm-hmm. for the work they do with movie passes to the festival. So they'll do that. That's one of the things that goes up front. Also, during the festival, there's things that happen outside of the viewing of the movies, the times of the movies, which is set up, breakdown. There's a lot of that.
In between the movies, like an usher role, if you will.
Actually, before the movie gets screened. So they'd have to, you know, go in and make sure things were set up right.
I see.
The American Legion, there's a lot of work there. We have a new venue this year, the Marine Center. Marine Room, excuse me.
The Marine Room.
Marine Room. And we're going to do that. So you have to outfit that.
So seven venues, seven locations. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned you were manager of one of the theaters. And mm-hmm. so as a manager, how many people did you have under your leadership?
I was at the Rosebud. And I did a day and a half, so I split with another manager so we could go see movies. We were just managing the whole time.
Clever.
You would have four people on shift.
Okay.
And they'd usually come in for 3 or 4 hours a shift.
And those are the folks that help turn over the movie theater?
Line up, set up, check tickets, count the ballots. Sweep the theater, make sure it's pretty.
You know, all
we're guests at the theaters. We're, you know, we don't, you know.
All the behind the scenes.
Bring us in, yes.
That's right. That's right. And so when our guests join the film festival, when we have those out-of-towners come, they come through and does the service or the volunteer opportunities begin prior to the theater experience?
Yes. Well, they buy passes, so they check in with that. That goes through this.
Is that a concierge or is it a...
That would be at the office, so that would be mainly Christy Spencer, I think, takes it. Also, there's a whole bunch of... You have to build that program that you guys get that's got all those details. That's totally custom.
You're talking about the print material.
Yes.
All the graphics and design and content.
That's huge because it can't be wrong.
And this is all volunteer. Everybody is volunteering.
There's a couple people that are not volunteers that do it, but a lot of it's yes.
I see. And Robin, now, did you have to do any particular training with this serving? You were a bartender for our...
I was a bartender in my 20s.
Okay.
You know, and you know, the drink, the tending of the bar, it's not like you've got a full bar.
Okay.
So, you know, but there are some specialty cocktails that have been designed specifically for the film fest.
Oh, how fun.
And using the alcohol that's been donated by, help me with the name of the distillery. It's
Bainbridge?
Mm-hmm. Bainbridge Distillery.
Oh, Bainbridge. Yes.
And they've done this for a number of years.
Yes.
They're super.
Yes. Yeah, they're a huge sponsor. So we pour specialty cocktails using their vodka and gin and bourbon. And then, of course, you know, wine and beer and that all that's just easy. Part I like about tending bar is that I get a chance to interact with people.
Yeah.
I've gotten to meet quite a few of the directors and writers.
Oh, how fun. I didn't even think
chat them up
that.
A little bit. For me as a social interactor, tending bar is the absolute perfect place to put me.
Did you have to set up or tear down or did you just walk in during your shift and just serve?
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. You mentioned the access to the filmmakers and the, quote, celebrities that come to town. Mm-hmm. That's an exciting part that you don't normally experience with a volunteer opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. And now, Chuck, is there a series of workshops or something else that takes place with the filmmakers, panels?
There's a panel discussion, yes.
Is that a volunteer opportunity there?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's only 2 or 3 spots. The primary is in the theaters, managing the theaters in and out, and then also the setup. That's a huge part.
And now help us walk through the volunteer experience in terms of how would they connect with you?
They'd go on their computer, their phone. We just did this.
Mm-hmm.
ptfilmfest.com.
And so you're online. You want
it's
to
totally
get signed
online.
Up.
We have we just set up a brand new system for volunteering, and you can actually go in. Then you'd go to the volunteer button, push volunteer. It will ask you to authenticate yourself, which means just put yourself in, and then they'll give you a code, and then you'll be done. Then you'll be in. Then you can actually go in and sign yourself up.
Oh, I see. So there's a verification, like an email, and then
you
continue.
That's for basically for security. It's really important. But once you do that, you'll get your schedule back. You'll get your line back. You also get your passes back, which we should talk about what you get, right?
Well, in just a moment.
Got it.
If you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. And I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. And today I'm speaking with Chuck Moses from the Port Townsend Film Festival and Rockin' Robin, our slinger of all things alcohol. So, not only do you have the benefit of schmoozing with filmmakers and wonderful guests from out of town, but volunteers, you said, have a compensated movie pass. Tell us more about
that. Correct. The hours they work are translated into passes to go to the films.
That's wonderful.
So, and that's all on the website.
That's
wonderful.
So you work
so many, and many people who did it, they do volunteer work ahead of time. so then they can just go to the movies. But other people really like to work with people, mm-hmm. like Robin and I. Mm-hmm. I love to chat with people and talk about movies and direct them to movies and ask them what they liked and such. And I've met many, many guests sitting out in the front lines.
So it's highly interactive, some of the volunteer opportunities.
Really social. And I made so many friends.
And there are also other opportunities for those who like to be behind the scenes, so to speak, like the setup and tear down. And so the actual film festival begins Thursday of that weekend or Friday?
It officially begins Thursday. Wednesday, there's a volunteer screening of the primary movie or the...
Now, that's another benefit.
Yes, that's a benefit. You come hang out with all of us.
That is, it's super.
As volunteers.
And is there much in the way of training?
Yes.
When volunteers sign on?
We have a whole list of dates where you come in and talk. We've already started volunteer sign up. We'll be doing tomorrow night.
Excellent.
We've realized today is Tuesday, so tomorrow's Wednesday.
Excellent, yes. Excellent. And so when a volunteer has completed the registration online, they've got a range of questions that might ask them a little bit more so that they would be slotted into something of their liking. What happens after that?
They would go and they'd pick a shift.
Well, does someone reach out to them? Do they get a phone call? Do you know how
the managers, yes, the leads, we call them leads this year.
They
would get together with them and talk and chat with them and such like that. Each lead has a different, if you're setting up for the outdoor cinema, it's about hay bales. Can you lift a hay bale?
Okay.
If you're going to stand in line and punch cards, do you like the rain if it rains?
I see.
Do you like to talk to strange people that have the same question over and over again?
Strange people or just people you don't know?
Wonderful strange people. We love strange people. Strangers.
Just checking in on that.
I know.
And so it sounds like there's, you know, a smorgasbord of opportunities from the extrovert to the introvert to the physical to the not so physical. And so, Robin, have you been inclined to do any other role besides the bartending? Have you just, you know, stuck to that one role or have you been recruited?
You know, I'm waiting for one of the writers to create a documentary about me so that I could star in it.
There you go.
Other than that, no, I'm pretty happy slinging drinks.
And do you find that you've made enough time to be able to attend the film festival? Is it balanced for you?
Somewhat. I mean, you know, because I am an independent worker, and so I'm not retired like so many wonderful people here in town are. So sometimes I am working during those weekends. But if I'm free to have the time, I like to see as many of the films as possible.
Yeah, it's super. And Chuck, do those films begin like 9 in the morning and go clear through?
Yes. So 9 and...
Like till 9 o'clock at
7
night?
7 and 9, yes. Yeah. There's a couple. So, I mean, I've gone to the festival for 19 years and I've been able to see 14 films in 3 days.
Well,
you just go straight through.
That's crazy.
It is fun.
That's crazy fun. I have enjoyed going to the film festival. You just deep dive into those films. But I want to talk on a little bit more deeper level about volunteerism and what has prompted you to volunteer in the first place. What do you think has moved you to giving so much of your time?
Volunteering is a way to interact with your community. It's the best way to interact with various kinds of people. Also, it puts you in contact with the variety of people that live in Port Townsend who are everywhere. It's so fun.
Yeah.
All over the spectrum. And you can't know by looking.
Can you recall the first time you volunteered?
In Port Townsend or elsewhere?
Period. In your life. Dig deep. Is it something that happened as, you know, did your parents drag you somewhere? Or
Mine was an introduction through church. So in Seattle.
Okay.
And I had a minister that I really liked. And he could just look at you and say, how would you like to? And I'd go, sign me up.
Oh, no,
it was
kidding.
So good.
No kidding.
And I did the homeless street feeding thing and I went from cutting vegetables to being the lead in 2 years.
Well, that's an interesting component.
Amazing, yes.
Really?
To get myself up to do that, because I would have never signed up for that at the beginning.
It was the relationship with the person who was asking you to do the
work. And the experience of being able to walk into it. So if you volunteer for one shift and one idea and one thing you do, you may end up being a lead. That's how it works.
I love it that you can grow into a role.
Totally.
Robin, can you recall the first time you ever volunteered or gave time to someone else without compensation?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking about that when you asked Chuck. And yeah, I was living in Dallas and there was a radical city councilman who was proposing that the city of Dallas contact Disneyland and get a study done on the feasibility of putting a monorail in Dallas, because our primary highway through town was so jam packed.
Okay.
And everybody kept thinking, well, we just got to build another layer of highway. And he was saying, no, we need a monorail. And people thought he was crazy. And I thought he was brilliant and ahead of his time. So I went out and started getting petitions signed. And I got real smart. I figured out where there were lots of people that would sign something like that. So I stood outside the Shakespeare Festival at night, got signatures.
Oh my goodness.
I worked for a restaurant owner who was independent but had several restaurants, and he was fine with letting me set up the petitions at his registers, and it was fun.
You know, not everybody can go out and get signatures.
No.
And it definitely, you landed on something that appealed to your inherent wiring of being extroverted and outgoing.
Yes.
I love it. So I think listening to your passion and listening to a little bit about what your inherent style, your character type is, I know that volunteerism also, you know, supports social engagement, the structure, the discipline of being part of a bigger story than yourself. I mean, there's so many components to volunteering. And I've heard you say, Chuck, several times throughout this discussion that you've grown into larger roles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's been a natural progression out of the joy of what you do. Or is it because someone asked you and you've stepped up? Or
I would say, if you ask, generally from my heart, I would say that my first reaction was no to volunteering. and then the person that mentored me said, that's where you should go, is to the no place.
Aw. And that,
because that,
that
means you're a little scared, and that means you're going to do really well, and that means you're going to learn.
The stretch.
And you learn.
I love it.
You only get it when you step out of that. And I mean, let me tell you, feeding 200 homeless people in an hour and a half face to face, you can't
life changing.
You can't hide. You just have to be right there with them. And you see the same people over, because once a month, I'd see the same people. And you get a real knowledge of how that life is.
Well, let's make sure our listeners have a chance to get connected with the film festival as a volunteer, because you have over 300 folks that are needed. Robin, what is the website that we need to go to volunteer?
That would be PT, as in Port Townsend, filmfest.com.
Yes, and volunteer indeed. Thank you so much. I wish we had more time to discuss all the opportunities at the Film Fest. And Robin, I'm going to be sidling up to your counter on that weekend, let me tell you.
All right.
And Chuck, thank you so much. I appreciate that you've allowed yourself to grow into such a role that you care for over 300 people and more. It's a big job, and I'm so sure you're going to do well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Chuck, for coming in today. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.